BBC Wiltshire.
This is Drive. I'm Lee Stone, with you until 7 o'clock this evening. A group hoping to promote high standards in business in Wiltshire is being launched today. Wiltshire Responsible Employer Network aims to encourage and support employers to fulfil corporate social responsibilities by bringing them together, learning and sharing through network. But what does it mean? Well, earlier I asked the chair of REN, Peter Johnson.
Well, I think what's happening today is that both businesses and employers are seeking better ways of connecting with communities, their local communities, which often include their staff, but also their clients and their customers. But on the flip side of that, you've got charities, community groups, not-for-profit organisations who are struggling so hard to deliver their services and their projects. And there's got to be a better way of working, and we believe that we can bring some of those together for the betterment of Wiltshire.
Now, look, corporate social responsibility, we know customers care about that. Saying that you do business in a way which is good for people and good for the world attracts more people towards your company. But as a businessman, as a hard-headed businessman, you know, it's a difficult message to sell to people when they're looking at their bottom lines and when there's not much money around.
It is. It's a fine balance. But if you take, for example, lots of organisations these days, including my own, offer their employees the opportunity to have a community day, a voluntary day where they can deliver whatever it is, a service or some of their time to a community group. And particularly my organisation had a bit of a challenge finding the right connections in their communities to deliver that. And we were fortunate to come across the network and through Develop and working with Wiltshire Council, they put us in touch with two organisations, and we were able to allow some of our people to donate their community day to supporting those.
So things like that are going to help people not just to do better in business, but also to attract the right kind of staff, I guess, and retain the right kind of staff. But is there a suggestion here, though? Have you found a gap in the market? And what I mean by that is, are there companies in Wiltshire who aren't doing this? Have we got some bad uns?
I'm sure there's good and bad in every commercial or non-commercial sectors regarding how organisations work in their communities. And I think what we're trying to do is find those who really do want to make a difference, who do want to make a contribution, to donate possibly some of their time, possibly a service, and to tie them up with the charities and not-for-profit groups and see if we can bring those together. And as I said, we've had great experience of it, and we've been able to support several organisations. It's cost us nothing except a small amount of time, but we've made a real difference.
And how many people have signed up so far?
Well, today at the launch event, we've got about 50 businesses and organisations, not only commercial, but not-for-profit as well, coming along to support the launch. And we're really hoping that those organisations will get behind the network and help us blossom and grow to encourage a lot of the organisations that want to do business, that want to deliver services in Wiltshire, to join up.
Peter Johnson from the REN Network.
BBC Wiltshire.